The second annual Northeast Arkansas Komen Race for the Cure this year will focus more on taking action than being aware. KESU's Jonathan Reeves has more from Thursday's press conference.
More than pink through education is the theme of this year's race, which is set to kick off again at the Arkansas State University Jonesboro campus. Officials at the press conference said the goal this year is to raise $300,000. Matt Probst is the chairman of the board of directors of Arkansas Susan G. Komen. He says the dollars raised from the event go to education of those in counties where breast cancer rates are the highest in Arkansas.
Northeast Arkansas has 5 of the 9 counties that we target those as most in need. In picking those counties, we looked at many things: screening rates, incidence rates, late stage diagnosis, and the death rate, as well as poverty levels, education, and insurance coverage, for example. Those in your area shown to be most in need are St. Francis, Sharp, Izard, Randolph, and Lawrence counties.
In keeping with the theme of education, the 5 honorary survivors for this year's race are educators. Jonesboro residents Susan Callahan and Sandra Combs, Mary Erie of Batesville, Candace Gross of Newport, and Amy Searcy of Wynn. Callahan was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1997. She said she approached the diagnosis, quote, with a teacher's attitude, and learned everything she could about it so she could be around for her family. Callahan says that she was able to get treatment using funding from the Komen Foundation.
I participated in several clinical trials, which consisted of preoperative chemotherapy, surgery, high-dose chemotherapy with stem cell recovery, and radiation. It was a full year of treatment. Soon I became aware that 1997 was not 1985. There were new drugs, new procedures, and for 20 years following that, I was cancer-free.
Officials expect 4,000 participants in this year's race. The event will be Saturday, April 28th, with the opening ceremony set for 7:30 a.m. at Centennial Bank Stadium. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.